This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With the second down and nine to McCaffrey from Jones. Oh, he's got room to roam. Into the secondary, got by Belton, and then he comes back and Black combines on the stop. Catch and run, the 20 of the Giants, 39-yard catch and run by Christian McCaffrey with the hobbling Corey Black to the sideline.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Kevin Harlan on the call there. 49ers win 34-24 against the Giants, and we welcome in Dan Dibley and Mark Willard. It is the crossover.
Who cares if it were the Giants, right? After what we saw with Houston, you are 6-3.
Who cares any week ever, no matter
what? Look around yesterday.
Yeah, look around. Look around. I don't care who you're playing. W's in the NFL.
Carolina beat Green Bay. Pittsburgh beat Indy.
Tell my survivor pool about it.
Did you win in fantasy?
Of course not.
No.
Oh, no. Why is it, dude?
Because it keeps growing. We all wanted
exactly.
To pop.
No. No, every week I'm going to swing and miss just like your son in a gender reveal party.
Oh, that was embarrassing, man. Come on, man. That hurt me.
See, I changed it up a little bit.
No, it's all good.
It was on him, not you.
Yeah, and that was a soft pitch.
I thought your pitch was fine, and that's my, like,
damn.
Anybody who wants gender reveal suggestions, please don't bring a bat and a ball.
Dim said a golf ball.
Golf ball.
Well, that might be more.
It's better. What? I would prefer a tennis ball and a tennis racket. Like, let's
contact.
Not, can we stop with the swing and miss gender reveal
parties? He looked like a Blue Jay Saturday night.
Oh,
I gave myself a two.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
What a game,
what
huh?
A series.
Was that incredible, Dibs?
It was awesome. I was doing a banquet Marin, the Marin Athletic Foundation Hall of Fame banquet. And so I'm doing the banquet, and, you know, you get into the first inductee, and he's doing a speech, and we told him 3 to 5 minutes.
Oh, boy.
And this guy's, like, well past 10 minutes. And I'm the MC, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is going to be a long night. And I look to my left at table one, and there's somebody watching the baseball game on his phone. So I'm like, all right, speaker number one. And I will name check him, Dan Munoz.
Yeah.
I told you 3 to 5 minutes, and he went about 15. So now it's like, it's okay, because we're watching the game. And it was tied at that point. I don't even know,
man.
But I kept checking in on his phone, and – did the Jays have the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth?
Yes,
was that the ninth?
Yes, they did.
Ninth or tenth.
Yeah, it was the ninth.
Bases loaded, one out.
Yeah. And then they and Varsho, that was a sharp ground ball.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It looked like, what's his name? Who's over there? It's the same guy who hit the home run.
Rojas.
Yeah. He looked like he was going to fall over.
The ground
ball almost knocked him over.
He wouldn't have been able to go back
and
to LA.
And then he threw a seed to home plate and it beat him by a centimeter.
Yeah.
When
I was looking at Eric Burns' Instagram, and Burns was so hot.
Saying he was safe?
No, saying that the secondary lead that the runner took
was
unsatisfactory.
Man.
Your lead should be the same distance that the third baseman is from the base.
And he makes it easy.
And Burns is like, he gave up about 8 feet. And had he had the proper lead, he's safe.
Yep.
He scores. And so I missed all this in real time because I'm trying to, like, you know, hey, waka waka.
Dude, it
fun
was
banquet.
Well, and then the very next hitter hits a shot to left center. When you see the outfielders start running, you're like,
one that just got subbed in the game.
I'm screaming, oh, Canada. Like, that thing is over their heads.
Oh, no,
and
Canada.
And then they run together. Kike Hernandez lays out, gets a knee in the belly. The other outfielder's like, boom, holds. I mean, it was just incredible
theater. Man.
Incredible theater.
Yep. Baseball, they're in a good place, Donnie. They're in a good place.
So
screw them.
When we were doing the doing the show switch today, Shasky and Spadoni, is it true you're not giving the Dodgers credit?
Who?
You.
I haven't said a word about this.
For what?
Well, that's what they meant.
For
like,
back-to-back titles.
I've not said one public word about it.
Well, then they were mistaken because they said,
I haven't said
Willard's not giving them credit. And I said, is that official? He's not giving him credit. He's like, he's
no,
not going to give
like,
him credit.
You don't bring him up. Like, I don't give them credit for the bubble thing or whatever they call that stupid fakakta 60 games.
Texas.
Yeah, but no. I was with my family over the weekend. I said nothing. I tweeted nothing. I don't even have Twitter. I don't like. I didn't go on Instagram. I went to a Halloween party
that night.
Well,
Stoddy means you're not happy for Dodger
fans. Of course I'm not happy for the ball.
There we go,
Stoddy. What kind of a Giants fan would have been? Wow, that was great. That was really fun.
I mean,
Butch even said it was a great game. But
it
you
was
did
a
too.
Great
no
series.
Doubt. And Dibs, it
unbelievable
was.
Series.
Baseball did
it. What's fun for me over a weekend like that, because it's Halloween weekend, and so there's parties everywhere, and you get like a group of people in front of a game, and some of them are really into sports, and some of them aren't. And the best way I've learned now to really, really out who is a baseball fan and who's not, you look at a series like that, and when the games go into extra innings, if you're a baseball fan, you're like,
Let's go. This
is incredible drama. And if you're not, your response is, are they still playing? I can't tell you how many people, both of these extra inning games, people are just like, it's not over yet and no one scored in the last 2.5 hours? That's how you know you're not a baseball fan.
Yeah. There was one other thing involving you.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Not the fantasy. He already comped to that.
No. Yeah,
and you and I are in quite a battle.
Dude,
I need Dallas to have
what
a
do you need?
He needs 24 points from Williams
and Aubrey.
I'm in a little bit of trouble. I need Dallas to not, like, do a lot tonight.
I need this bad.
Yeah.
Okay, 24 from Javonte Williams
and Aubrey.
And Brandon Aubrey.
Yeah.
And you're not, you have no one?
I got no one.
You're okay.
Yeah.
And
you're
they predicted and me to win, whatever that's
it's
worth.
It's 55-45, though. Yeah. It's not like. Yeah.
No, like, after one drive, if Dallas goes 3 and out, you will be the underdog.
But one run and a couple of TDs.
I need 4 points from Jake Ferguson. That's it.
Oh, you're going to win.
No, different league. Different league.
Oh, okay.
No.
Winning in this league? Listen, will you just believe me for once?
Will, I don't
I'm
like it.
I'm going 0-14. Actually, 0-13, and then I'm going to beat Dibs week 14. That's my plan. And the plan is working.
Well, the Niners are 6-3.
Yes, they are.
What do you do by tomorrow?
Something.
Because you did something last week when you had Mike Gill.
Something bigger than that.
Hendrickson?
No.
No.
Who'd I write down, Dibs?
No.
It's going to be Jermaine Johnson.
Oh, look at you. He beat me too.
Or Will McDonald. I like the Niners going to the Jets. It makes a lot of sense.
No, they yeah.
They're done.
Well,
excuse me.
Yeah.
Saleh knows all those guys, right? Saleh drafted some of them.
Yeah.
They're cheap. They're controlled through beyond this year. So, like, they're not going to, it's not going to be fancy.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be the Jets. I spent some time over the weekend with a member of the Jets coaching staff. And
that's a hell of a draw.
Well, and as bad as this season has been, AG, Aaron Glenn, he's coming back.
Okay.
So I don't know if they want to, you know, start trading away good players for a team that, you know, this year has been a disaster. Yes, but they want to come back next year and be better. So
no yard sale, you don't think, in New York?
I don't think so at all. Yeah. Mm. And certainly not Quinnen Williams.
Yeah, and like, that's where
he's
I was
off
going.
The table.
Okay.
But even other players that the Jets also control, I don't see them looking to make those moves because you have a coaching staff that, okay, this year is a freebie. You're brand new, and it's been a disaster, and you've got quarterback issues. You have a lot of issues. I don't think that they're going to be a team looking to strip it down and build for 2 or 3 years down the road. They need to be good next year.
Mm.
Let's bring in Mark Grandy, who's got some 49ers news.
Yeah, Kyle Shanahan is on his conference call right now, talking with the media. He said a couple of things. First of all, as we already know, he confirmed Mykal Williams tore his ACL, also his lateral meniscus. So his season is officially over. Shanahan did say Bryce Huff is expected back this week against the Rams. So you lose one edge rusher, you get one back in Bryce Huff. Jake Brendel has a chance to return this week. Starting center for the Niners, hasn't played in a couple of weeks. Brandon Ayuk's practice window will be opened this week as well, meaning he has 3 weeks to be activated. And then he was asked essentially if Mac Jones's good play of late would put into question whether or not Brock Purdy would play when he's ready to play. He said, no, this is Brock's team.
David Lombardi is saying that Brandon Ayuk's practice window will not open this week.
Oh, we've got conflicting reports then.
Yeah.
I'll double check.
No. And so not questioning you. I'm not hearing anything. I'm just seeing that on Twitter.
Mm.
No open practice window for Ayuk this week, says Dave.
But no controversy in regard to Mack and Brock.
Of course not.
And I got that when they gave him the bag. I get it.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
I mean.
It's tough, man. But Mack played great yesterday.
No, yeah.
He was fine.
He played great yesterday.
But he hasn't been Joe Montana throughout the whole thing, and I'm not dissing him at all. That Arizona game wasn't the best version of Mack, you know, and they wanted. So
you're going to get different versions every week of all the players.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He ain't scoring 50 a game, I guess.
I don't know what it would take for something like that to happen where you make someone your long-term franchise quarterback, and then he plays two football games. One of them's a road win at Seattle, and then after that, you lose a close game, and apparently the worst fumble that we've ever seen in the history of mankind and creation happened or something, and now you're gonna bench that guy. Like, I get it, hot hand kind of a thing. I understand.
You didn't mention that a couple weeks ago.
I really understand. Like, Mack has done a great job of getting a lot of confidence in him. But
Kyle sounds like, yeah, to hell with that.
You understand what the trickle-down effect is in an organization if you do something like that? If you, like, that's a really...
But if the turf toe was the culprit of why you did that, we're just looking out for you. Couldn't we hide behind that? Willard, just, man, that damn...
Well, but it's not forever. Like, when how long do you use that? Forever? Like, is he just not going to play till next year now?
I guess what I'm saying is if Purdy comes back and we see, let's just say, I'm not being negative, but two bad starts, how many of these phones would blow up?
Sure.
Oh, it's the foot.
Sure.
And do you think Kyle, he can give it, he's trying to win a game, but I'm just, maybe you could keep yourself from that by riding a hot hand.
I guess those are all hypotheticals, though, right?
Totally.
And so you got to live with what you know now. Yeah, I don't think anybody's been lying to anybody. It's Brock Purdy's team. Nothing changes that. This is awesome that Mac Jones has kept their season afloat. Man. How would you guys answer that? How are they 6-3?
Can you give me a sec?
Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. I think that they got two unexpected wins on the road. One was on the last play of the game when Purdy hit the guy in Seattle. And then the Rams game, they played a great game and they took advantage of a couple Rams miscues. And then they've won the games they should have won. But I do think the whole key to the season so far has been Seattle and the Rams, right?
What do you mean?
The wins over those teams.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's like,
my gosh.
And the rest of the teams, they're winning at a, 3-2? I can't do the math. But, you know, they're
4-3.
Yeah.
And the other seven. And if you want to go to Seattle, forget the Tonjes play. And I'm looking at my notes right here. Seattle has second and four from the eight. And Bosa knocks the ball out, Bosa recovers the fumble. And then you go to the L.A. game when it's, second or third and goal, and Williams is going in, and Alfred Collins comes in and punches it out, and you get that ball back as well. So those two plays prevented game-changing touchdowns for the other team, and that's where you get from 6-3 to 4-5.
But if we want to be honest, I think those version of the Niners, those games should have been out of hand. The Rams should have won that game going away. And to answer your question real quick here, I look at the Warriors offense, and I think they play the only style of that offense to me. That's just me, and it looks different. And I feel like you got to be smarter to play in that offense. That's just don't work every time. But the Niners truly know, because of their coach, who they are and what they want to do and how they plan to attack, that Kyle has his guys in position to do that more often than not. And then defensively, Saleh said, let me join in. I don't need big names. I would like them. But if guys drop, I know what I'm trying to do as well. And that's why they're 6-3. A lot to do, not overlooking the players, but the coaching.
Obviously, there's no one answer, but I wonder which one stands out the most to people. Like, what if I made that a multiple choice question? What's the biggest reason that the Niners are 6-3 this year? Mac Jones, Christian McCaffrey's health, Kyle Shanahan, Robert Saleh.
I'm going Kyle and Salah, guys. I'll see what you do.
I don't know that I said you could pick two.
Oh, well, I'll put Kyle.
I know you're having twins.
Yeah.
You can't it's just
Kyle.
Pick two.
Yeah.
Kyle.
I'd say Mac just to not agree with Goo.
Okay.
But I do think answer. No, but I do think it's Kyle. Mm. I'd say Kyle.
What would you say? Diaz?
It's McCaffrey. And it's not even close. Right, he's having an historic year. And he might be thousand again when all things are said and done. And when he does what he did yesterday, when they can run the ball and he's a threat in the pass game as well, and he's been healthy, then all of a sudden you don't need Pearsall or Ayuk. They have no wide receiver. They've got Kendrick Bourne off the scrap heap. They've got third and Juwan. They've got George Kittle, kind of. And all the praise you can give Mac Jones yesterday, great. Mac Jones was dink and dunk. Yeah. The reason why they won that game is because McCaffrey was able to eat in the pass game and the run game. For me, he's been far and away their most consistent and best offensive weapon.
Can't argue with that.
Time I've talked to you about this, I feel like you are underselling Mac a little bit yesterday. Just a little bit.
Tell me the biggest throw Mac made yesterday.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
9.8 yards per attempt, though,
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Dink and dunk does not give you 235 yards on 19 completions.
It does when you've got yak.
That wasn't a huge yak game. Why was it a huge yak game?
It was a pretty big yak game, and I'm wondering the biggest throw air yards-wise that he made. He had the one that Watkins made the catch.
I was just about to say, first down.
That was a lot of Watkins, and it was a pretty decent throw.
Is that the one where they both looked to have possession?
Yep.
But
they both did have possession, but you know, possession goes to the offense there. And other than that, the touchdown pass to McCaffrey, that was a Shanahan special.
Yep, beautiful
and
play
Juwan
call.
Jennings, man. Juwan Jennings with an unbelievable double pick.
Yeah, he looked good.
He picked two guys on that play, and whatever, no call. McCaffrey is able to slide out. That was a Shanahan special. Mac was fine. I'm not here to disrespect Mac, but this was not a drop back and throw it 40 times a game Mac. Mac was efficient, but Mac, most of the throws were underneath, checkdowns, screens. Mm. Yeah. I mean, I watched it back this morning.
Yeah, no, I watched the game. I saw
know
the
you
game.
Did, but,
yeah,
I'm still waiting to hear, like, the big throw, like, the big time.
That's not how I watch football. Yeah. I don't think that's how the Niners play football.
Mm. They sure didn't yesterday.
First thing you said in the other room was, what's the wow throw? I don't need a wow throw.
No, he was fine.
I need you to not
that's
turn
my
the ball over and have your teammates catch the ball when you throw
and
it to
him.
And
he did turn it over in a spot where you could not
and
have a turnover.
And that was his one bad play.
Right.
And actually, it was not a deal breaker because even if something goes wrong there, you're still ahead at halftime and getting the ball coming out. But that was a bad play that he didn't eat that one. Mm. You got to feel like if that rush is coming, don't throw that football. So that was his one big mistake. But outside of that, dude, take that one play away. Did they credit that as a fumble, not a pick?
Yep, which is why his QB,
blew my
his QB rating is 135.
Yeah, right.
Because if that was a pick, his QB rating would be about 96.
I don't know how the hell that was a fumble. His arm was clearly coming forward, but it doesn't matter. Whatever.
All
bottom
my fumbles
is,
hit the ground in my world, I got it.
He played a really good football game. They scored 34 points. I thought he was great.
So nobody's going to say the defense, though, huh? The bend but don't break, and they've had their bad days, but the fact that they just keep overcoming.
Oh, the defense was by far the story
but not
for
yesterday,
me.
Just on to his
oh,
his
no, yesterday
question.
For me, the defense was a story.
But all year, the defense. I feel like
the defense has been mostly pretty good. I mean, bend but don't break, but, you know, you look at previous games where they gave up big gash plays.
Well, just last Sunday.
And honestly, the Giants did them such a big favor yesterday.
Man.
The Giants come out, and they go tempo. Not hurry up, but no huddle. And it's boop, 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 boop,
it's
down
cool.
the field. And then they stop doing that. Thank you, Dable.
That is, wow.
Yeah, that's
thanks,
what I mean.
Wow.
I saw it very, very differently. I don't think this defense was the story of the game at all yesterday. I thought they were good enough based on the personnel that they have. But I think they were playing a quarterback who's playing his fourth or fifth game. I don't think it's a very good team. I think they lost both of their best offensive players. They gave up 24 points. They gave up 5.6 yards per carry. I don't think that the Niner defense was great yesterday. I think that they were fine. They were the ones that I would call fine against a not very good football team, and they all were good enough on offense, efficient enough to outscore them. That's a team you should beat, and they did.
I feel like
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Giants, at several times during that game, on third down, he threw short of the sticks.
Yep.
All, like, six times.
Just make the tackle. How many times did you say that?
At least three or four in the first half.
Yep. But watch a lot of football, Stoney, other places. It happens more than you think. It ain't just him doing it.
But the Niners, on the other hand, seem to be catching their balls 2 yards beyond the first down. Like, it's amazing sometimes you watch that upper camera, and it's just like five receivers running down to about the sticks, and then they just all turn around.
That's funny.
But anyway, they tackled right after the catch, I thought, yesterday.
They did well with that. Yeah, they didn't miss any of those tackles at the first down stick.
Hey, I got a question for you guys. Can you help me here? Dibs.
Yeah.
What do you know about Michael Carter?
Which one?
Is it running back for the
Cardinals?
Arizona?
Yeah, and they're not going to use him.
I mean,
I'm up 17, and he's got that guy.
Was Dallas defense, so oh boy.
You told me to tweak Dallas' defense.
Tonight, tonight's going to be Bam Knight.
What does that mean?
That's the running back for the Cardinals.
Bam Morris? Yeah.
No,
Bam Adebayo.
Yeah, no, Bam Knight. Still Bam Knight. Okay. But yeah, it's not going to be. Michael Carter actually got released off of this team and then re-signed to the practice squad and elevated.
So N.A. probably means not available?
Yep.
So he might not even be available
tonight.
Might
not, yeah.
So this is hashtag random before we get out of here. Yeah, my neighbor bet on the over last night with the 6:30 Laker game in Miami Heat. Lakers won. Doing okay without LeBron. I went off, and we know we were here for his rant. We all witnessed it about the NBA and the load management. But do you know Luka and Reeves are out tonight? They got a back-to-back. But that's what's wrong with the league. And you could be like, Guru, shut up. And some will, but I won't. But how can you justify sitting both of those dudes? And Dibs, you just played not even a day ago, and the season just started. Like, that's bad for the league.
Do you remember when you should go search out Steve Kerr's answer on this when we talked to him last week? Because you guys had a really cool conversation about what MJ said about load management.
Yeah.
And then we brought that up because I was like, I bet you heard your old teammate there about load management. And I was kind of just playing, like messing around with him. But he launched into a pretty involved answer as to why it completely makes sense that guys could do it back then and can't do it now. In terms of, and it's pretty fascinating the way he talked about the way that the floor coverage, how much faster the game is, the different way, and I won't do it justice. You should go listen to what he said about it, because he's pretty smart about the whole thing, obviously.
But if you're holding a Laker ticket to see Luka or Reeves, and you're in Portland making, you know, bills up the wing wing, and and they're not there. That's who I'm thinking about.
You still get Scoot Henderson?
You do. Yeah. You do. And what Steve basically was saying is,
actually, he is out.
And I went back to the last year of the Bulls dynasty, the last dance year, and the Lakers were number one in pace. And if you took their pace and you applied it to last year,
give it to me, Dibs.
They were dead last and not even close to 29th. And the Lakers in that year, 1998.
So you're saying that's the need for back the game.
It's not only the pace, but also what Steve said, which is when you play defense now, you have to guard from the rim to 30 feet and back again and back again. And teams are now playing all 94 feet. Like,
they're doing that to the Warriors and Steph.
Everyone's doing that to everyone. So even when you're out there, and I even joke with Steve, like, yeah, Steve, when you played, like, give it to MJ, and the four of you are over there on the weak side, like exchanging business cards and handshakes and having coffee.
Yeah, right.
But even now, like the Warriors, when they do that, when Jimmy goes ISO, you've got like weak side cuts, you've got other screens, you've got more action, the split action, you know, and all the rest of it.
What if the Warriors sit a guy or two in the next two nights?
I feel like we won't get Jimmy, Dre, and Steph on one night?
Well,
like,
what about two of them?
I know we're not going to get Al.
Well, you got to start, Al.
Why?
I just to get better results. I believe this just me, man.
Hey, Steiny, how many players do you think played all 82 last year?
Oh boy!
In the association.
Well, didn't somebody play 83?
Not last year. Nope.
I would say less than five.
How many?
I'm going to say,
I'll say
two.
Three.
How many?
Seven.
The answer's 11.
Okay. Oh, damn. Yeah. Including, you got the names?
One Warrior.
Buddy Hill.
Looney. One former Warrior.
Looney.
Jordan Poole?
No. Harrison Barnes.
Oh. Wow, the Black
Buddy
Falcon.
And HB.
Buddy. Mm-hmm.
Even Julian Champagne played all 82.
Was Buddy the one who played 83 the year before?
Mikhail Bridges, I think, played 84. But yeah, Buddy played 83, I think, the year before.
Yeah. That's fun.
All righty. Well, you guys listening. Bring it home.
I played today.
Who did?
No, it's off the drop.
Anyway. All right, so wait one more time. What do y'all need tonight?
22. I need Dallas to not score.
Speak it.
I need Williams and Aubrey to get 22 combined points.
Okay.
And it might be 23.
I need some guy named Carter to stay NA.
I think he'll be fine.
Yeah.
How many points does he need?
17.
He's not doing that.
I feel pretty good. I got the 99%.
Who's the guy?
Who?
You're playing?
Cam.
Oh, okay. All right. What's up, Cam?
95-7.
That'd be terrible if someone started someone who's not playing, huh?
My name is Buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.